Every cattleman needs good fences to keep the herd from roaming free. Joe Jeffrey has seen many miles of those fences, and he began to notice something unusual. People will use just about anything to keep the wire up and the cattle in. Who knew it would end up becoming a new career for Joe? The unique story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Joe Jeffrey got his DVM degree in 1960 from Colorado State University. He never owned a practice, but ran a 750-cow ranch, plus a feedlot and other farming.
The other veterinarians found out that I'm sitting out here. So during my slow time, the veterinarians say, would you come help me? Would you come help me?
He's worked for many different vets and been sent to farms and ranches in a 100-mile radius of Lexington, Nebraska.
The veterinarians would send me out there to places they didn't want to go. And once I got there, I realized why. The facilities were not the best. And so I started taking a camera with me, and I started filming fence posts. So I have about 700 slides on what farmers use to hang barbed wire on.
People's first reaction is often, a program about fence posts sounds kind of boring. Not with Joe Jeffrey and his pictures.
Then I got talking about outhouses, because that's what's part of my rural heritage. Now we're on mailboxes, so I became an entertainer because they sent me out, and I had to be an entertainer to survive some of those facilities.
He's spoken in many states and even foreign countries. He's developed an eye for finding the unusual fence posts all over the country.
I drive along and say, well, there's a mowing machine sickle bar, uses the fence post. Now, why did he do that? Well, our ranch has 52 miles of fence on it. I got on a Honda with a camera. I didn't realize how many unique fence posts that great-granddad, because he didn't spend any money on anything except more land. So if there was a buggy part, a windmill part, a wagon part, car part, anything that would hold up the fence, that's what got used, and that's where I've been going.
It's an interesting look at what most people never gave a second glance. Traveling the countryside in Lexington, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.